There were two young men who came by a tent revival in the deep south, a Christian revival. And they went in and says, Bill, come on, let's go in. Let's see what's going on. And as soon as they came in the tent, someone said, have you found Jesus? Do you know where Jesus is? And this was multiplied many times until one said to the other, Bill, let's get out of here. This Jesus guy is missing and they think we had something to do with it. Well, in today's gospel of Zacchaeus, the man who was so small, he had to get up on a tree to see Jesus. It's Jesus who finds Zacchaeus. It's Jesus who makes the approach. We sometimes think God is inactive, that the creator of the universe somehow is not involved in human life. And yet when we look through telescopes, we see the glory and the beauty of creation, how large it is. And when we look through microscopes, we see the beauty of the microscopic world. And now the gospel reminds us that Jesus comes to everyone, but we have to choose. Love and faith have to remain free in order to be vibrant. You can't force someone to love you. You can't force anyone to believe in God. Even God can't force someone to believe in him. But he's active. There was a painting in the 1800s that illustrated this. It's called The Knocking at the Door or The Light. And it's based on Revelations chapter 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will enter the house and dine with him and he with me. And when this painting was first painted, people said, you forgot something. Because Jesus is knocking on the door with a lantern, but there's no doorknob. And the painter said, I didn't forget. This door, the human heart, can only be opened from the inside. God can't open the door. He can only invite us to open the door and let him in. So today's Sunday, it's the last Sunday of the Christmas Epiphany cycle. The church reminds us it's a cooperative relationship with God. And Jesus never forces you to do something that will be good for you. He never forces you to accept him into his life. He offers us the opportunity to be with him. And there are concrete steps that need to be taken. I mentioned in the Ukrainian sermon, Zacchaeus says, if I have defrauded anyone, I will repay them fourfold. Imagine that. I stole 1,000. I'll give you 4,000 or 5,000 back. That's faith. That's a person who really wants to change his life. Sometimes we get tired of the way we are, but we make no plans to change. And the more we remain the same, the more things in our life remain the same. The gospel needs to be chosen bravely, and things need to change in our life. And if we are willing to make concrete changes, then the Christian gospel comes to life. Because I will listen to my parents. I will do my schoolwork. I will be honest in my work. I will be generous with what God has given me. These are statements that are the beginning of salvation. The lazy person's approach to religions is, here I am, God, good luck. I can guarantee you probably won't have any. Christos Christiajcha.